Ben Titus grew up in Bellevue. He came east for college at Gonzaga, earned his degree in biochemistry, and began applying to medical schools. Eventually, he was admitted to the University of Washington, and through the U's health partnership with Gonzaga, he found himself back on the campus where he'd done his undergraduate work. As he finished his first year, he thought about all the Spanish classes he'd taken through high school and college. He'd heard of a UW medical student who'd gone to Peru the summer before, and he thought, go for it.
I was staying in kind of the surf capital, which was Huanchaco. It was a beach town, very filled with either tourists, volunteers from other countries or the United States teaching English to the locals. Then there was Trujillo, which was the second largest city in Peru, and that was probably about a 45-minute bus ride away.
Titus worked at a clinic about halfway between the two.
You'd get off the bus and you'd walk down this long dirt road, probably about 2 kilometers off to the left of these massive rice fields. And you just get to this area where there's nothing but dirt roads, concrete walls with these wooden doors. And that's the community that we ended up working in.
The clinic was opened about 5 years ago by an American medical student.
A lot of the programs that she had are geared towards things that could be fixed relatively quickly. She would have, for example, parasite campaigns, anemia campaigns, things that they could very quickly test somebody for and then offer ideas for treatment.
Within that framework, Titus developed his own little niche. He was interested in cardiovascular health.
I kind of became known as the guy who was just checking blood pressures. I would just walk around the community with a stool. I'd have in my scrub top my blood pressure cuff and stethoscope around me, and I would just go door to door interviewing people for risk factors and taking their blood pressures.
It was one small community, about 300 people.
I found out two things. The first was that people who lived closer to the clinic were more likely to use it. That makes sense. Number two is that when I measured the blood pressures of the people out there who were not relatively close to the clinic, there was actually a pretty high percentage of people who met the regulation for elevated or stage 1 or stage 2 hypertension.
So before he left, Titus and a few fellow medical students went out one Saturday, and they measured the blood pressures of people who worked during the week. They hoped to get those with the highest risk factors to seek help. Now that he's back in the States, Ben Titus says his experience will help him become a better doctor, especially in caring for patients from a variety of backgrounds.
You can't have any better gift than forming a relationship with somebody who has a different cultural background and creating a medical plan or creating a treatment plan that takes that person's cultural background into consideration. I think that's hugely important.
Titus says having come from a middle-class background himself, it helped to be reminded there are communities that are grateful to have even the simplest of healthcare facilities. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.